is up, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the show. As you noticed by today's title, this is a bonus episode, which is very exciting. I'm excited to be doing this for a few reasons, but the first one being that I think it gives an opportunity for me to open up a little bit more and feel less serious. Not that I ever am serious, but I'm not interviewing anyone. There's not a topic we're talking about. Just a little loose Q&A party. And to paint a picture for you, it is 9:30 here on Friday night, and I'm having a wild Friday night, you guys. I have my hot tea. I'm in sweats and a sweatshirt and my slippers. I got my cat behind me. I have my Bliss light on. So if you haven't heard of one of these lights, they're really cool. You can get them on Amazon, and it basically makes your room look like you're in a galaxy, like you're in space. Highly recommend. It definitely sets a mood. And we're just cozied up here with my microphone and my little setup, and I'm excited to answer some questions from you guys and open up a little bit more. Like I said, today there's no specific topic, no guest. So my intention with this bonus episode is, because the world is so heavy right now, to really allow and honor space for you to just release your anxieties, release your to-do list, your worries, and just listen to my voice. And hopefully, as always, you're able to relate or connect to something that I say and feel that you're not alone, or you can laugh at the hot mess that I am. So those are two great options for this episode. So the two biggest reasons I wanted to do this bonus episode, the first one was earlier this week, I was in a Zoom meeting. So I've been working from home since March. So I was in a meeting on Zoom and I got an email, and it was notifying me that the Dear Universe, It's Me podcast is in the top 200 in the spirituality category in Canada. And I almost peed my pantalones. So you guys know I'm a very new podcaster. This is only my fifth show or episode that I've put out. I'm very new at this, and I'm kind of just listening to my heart and going full force and doing what feels right. So the fact that in Canada I hit in the top 200 was amazing. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity to just be myself and to answer some questions and be able to connect with maybe some new listeners from Canada. If you are listening from that great country, please message me on Instagram. Let me know. I grew up in Seattle and we went to BC all the time, me and my family, to Sun Peaks, Kamloops, Vancouver, Whistler, big snowboarders and skiers. So anyways, that was really cool. The second thing that really triggered me into doing a bonus episode was the fact that I've been in a little bit of a slump this week. So as I mentioned, I've been working from home since March, and so that's become normal. But what hasn't become normal is me not leaving the house for a few days. So there was 3 or 4 days this week I didn't leave the house at all. And I'm a big sunshine person. I really make an effort to go outside, go to the pool, and lay out for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and just get some sunshine with sunscreen on, of course. But getting vitamin D is very important to me. And so for a few days this week, I didn't even see the outside world. I had my blinds closed and I was working later than usual, because when you work from home, I don't know if some of you are experiencing this, you are working actually more hours than you were when you were in the office, because everything you need is at your house. You don't have to go anywhere. So I've been really setting stricter boundaries with myself, but I need to be better about going outside. I also this week didn't meditate as much, didn't journal. I actually haven't journaled in a few weeks. I didn't do anything with tarot, and I just kind of lost my groove. I lost my routine, and my biggest goals for July are around meditation and routine and writing and things like that. So I just kind of had a slump week, but this was a really fun thing for me to do, and you guys gave me some great questions. So that being said, if you're feeling a little bit down and a little bit, you know, in the dumps this week because of the pandemic and what's happening with the civil unrest in this country, I really hope that this podcast makes you feel better and just takes your mind off of some heavy things for a while. Also, I want to just say thank you to the frontline workers. If you're in the medical community, if you're a grocery worker, if you are a teacher, thank you for what you're doing. This is such a hard time for everyone, and you guys are on the front lines. You're doing the hard work. So, and if you're listening and you feel like this pandemic is purely physical, I think we need to dig a little bit deeper. There are so many mental movements happening within ourselves that this is a time to recognize those. Lots of messages coming in from this pandemic. So I hope you're tuning into what you're feeling outside of just the physical awareness that there is a virus, there's a pandemic. So it's a strange time to be alive, you guys. It's a very strange time. So let's jump into these questions. I'm very excited and I really want this episode to be under 30 minutes. So that's my goal and my commitment to all of you. So the first question, and let me take a sip of my tea real quick. Okay, so the first question is, how would I define modern spirituality? It's a great question. I actually don't think I answered this in my first episode when I put it out to you guys to tell me how you define it. To me, modern spirituality is just understanding and the practice of finding your essence, who you are, giving back to yourself, nourishing yourself. I think modern spirituality for me is recognizing that I am in a situation where there's a lot of heaviness and a lot of shit that I need to start healing from and dealing with, and I'm starting to do that, but holding myself accountable to what I'm telling other people to do is my way of caring for myself and keeping myself accountable. That is modern spirituality. My practice of saging my apartment, that is spiritual to me. That is my way of cleansing. Obviously, outside of the crystals and the stones I have, just the practice of taking care of myself to me is modern spirituality. Fulfilling my life purpose, listening to the messages that I'm getting, taking care of myself, setting boundaries is humongous. All of those things to me are how I would define modern spirituality. But the beautiful thing about it is it's different to all of us. Every single one of us would probably define it differently, and there's no wrong answer. It's your relationship with yourself. But to me, it's just the essence of life and taking care of myself and being my truest form and my highest self. So I'm trying to do that every day, and it's hard. It's really hard, and I'm still learning. Obviously, this whole podcast is about my learning experience in the spiritual world and that journey. So I'm happy you're here with me. The next question is, what is the moment that woke me up, or my awakening? And really, my real moment, and I don't think I said this on episode one either. Honestly, you guys, when I recorded episode one, I was very nervous. It was my first episode for the podcast, and everything in there was completely truthful, but I held back a tiny bit because I wanted it to be positive. That's a big part of this podcast for me, is positivity, you know, wellness, positivity, spirituality, learning, being vulnerable. So I kept it really, really positive. But what I didn't mention was something really dark that is a part of my past. So I actually had a moment. This was my big wake-up moment outside of everything I mentioned in episode one. The big, 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 big moment for me was the day that I called the suicide hotline. And it's okay to admit that you've done that. And it was my dad coming to my house. And he sat me down and watched me drink a protein shake because I wasn't eating. So he had to physically see me digest food, eat food. And it was that time when he was like, you need to call the hotline. You need to do it. And so I did it. And it was a good thing because the minute you talk about it out loud, the minute you tell someone else, whether it's someone you know or a stranger, that you're having these thoughts, the minute they become real, and then it changes for you. At least it changed for me. So that was my biggest wake-up moment. And I was like, nah, I'm better than this. I am better than this. So don't be ashamed. It is something in my life that I experienced and I felt, and it was very dark and very real. It was very real. The next question is my favorite type of yoga. If I had to choose one, it was probably Hatha. And I should explain this because Hatha was a style of yoga that in Washington State in Seattle, I taught and I took. I took it way more than I taught it. It's my favorite practice of yoga. So Hatha, really, the word Hatha means yoga. It means sun and moon. However, it was the name of a style of hot yoga in Seattle where it was derived from the Bikram 26 poses and two breathing exercises. And I want to also pause and say I do not subscribe to Bikram. I do not subscribe to it. I'm not down with that style. I'm not down with Bikram. However, driving some of those 26 poses into a hatha practice was really beautiful, and it allowed for more expansion, modifications, adjustments. If you wanted to lay on your mat, you know, when Garudasana, if you're like, I don't want to do this, you could. That was, it's your body, your yoga practice. So it wasn't strict. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, flowy, it's flowy in the beginning, but just trust me, take a hatha class if you see one on the schedule. It was so honoring and beautiful, and it was a hot class, and that was my favorite. And also yin is just an all-time favorite. I do yin at home the most. I won't flow at home or do anything else, but I will always take a yin class at my house. So if you haven't done yin, imagine being in pigeon pose for 3 to 5 minutes and just having to be in your mind. That's yin. It's incredible. And I'm not very good at it because I cannot sit still in pigeon pose. You can't be bad at yoga. I'm going to back up. You cannot be bad at yoga. Literally, if you have a body and you breathe, you are already doing yoga. However, I have a difficult time standing still, sitting still in pigeon pose. Okay, a few favorites. I'm just going to jump these out. I love that you guys asked this. This is so sweet. No one ever asks me these questions. Favorite color is black. Women who wear black lead colorful lives. Enough said. Favorite food, cheese enchiladas all day. I love Mexican food. I could eat cheese enchiladas all day, every day, and be completely satisfied. Also, my favorite thing about Arizona, that was another question, so I'm just going to answer it here, is the Mexican food and the sunshine, obviously, but Mexican food is the best thing here. So in Seattle, when you order cheese enchiladas, they come out and they're cheese enchiladas with red sauce, whatever. In Arizona, when you order Mexican food and cheese enchiladas, they ask you what kind of sauce you want. It's a whole experience. So Christmas sauce is my personal fave. It's green and red sauce, and it'll blow your mind. It's so delicious. Favorite band is Odessa, hands down. Odessa is my favorite band. My favorite movie right now, it's probably Interstellar. I have watched that movie probably 15 times, and every single time I watch it, I learn something new. I love nonfiction type books and movies. If it's too fantasy and there's a possibility that it could never happen, I tend to get lost because I'm like, well, this isn't realistic. So what was it like to move to Arizona? It was really exciting. I didn't feel fearful at all. I moved here with a job secured, so that I didn't have any anxiety there around income. I have jumped out of a plane twice in my life and traveled to Thailand by myself, and those things made me eliminate fear in my life. So after doing those two things, nothing really scares me a whole lot. So it was really exciting. I drove down with my mom and my cat in a U-Haul, and the U-Haul was dragging my Subaru behind us, and it was a wonderful time. I would do it all over again. What was it like, or what is it like, rebuilding your life in Arizona? That was a second part to the earlier question. I would say that I'm still in the process of building my life here, but I wouldn't call it rebuilding. I think it's just an addition to who I already was, which was a great person. So I'm just, you know, I have good friends here. I have a good squad around me. I have people I can call if I need anything, my, you know, emergency contacts, those people. I have hobbies that I do here, and it's going great. I feel really, really happy here. Thank you for asking that question. Where is my happy place? This is an easy one. My happy place is Cannon Beach, Oregon. And this is a place that I visit in my mind all the time. If I'm in a deep state of meditation, I find myself suddenly in Cannon Beach, Oregon. I know the smell. I could think of it right now. The restaurants there, the wind on my face. I'm actually very afraid of the ocean, but I love the beach. As long as I'm not in the water, I'm completely fine. And Cannon Beach is really, really, really magical. It's actually a place that I went with my ex-husband many times, and so I was afraid that that was going to ruin it for me. However, I went back there by myself 2 summers after we divorced, and it was equally as magical. And so that tells me that I have a connection to that place and that people cannot tarnish that. So I could go there with anyone and it still wouldn't ruin that experience for me. So Cannon Beach, Oregon. So if you haven't been to the Oregon coast, it's just unlike any place in the world. It's incredible. Okay. Am I ready for love? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've dated on and off for the last 3 years, but I haven't found love. Certainly not. It's been a lot of lust and a lot of people that I've spent time with, but that it never really ended up working out because for whatever reason, they didn't want to be vulnerable or they didn't want to commit or whatever it was. And I completely honor that. But yes, I think I'm ready for love. I'm definitely on my healing journey, and I recognize that there's a lot more work I have to do, but I'm in a good place and I feel really good and healthy and happy, and I know exactly what I have to do, and I feel like I'm taking those necessary steps and going deep when I feel ready. I have moments where I can go there and yeah, absolutely. I'm totally ready, and I'm using this podcast right now as a way to put out into the universe that I'm absolutely ready for love or for anyone to come into my life in whatever capacity that is. It could, you know. Anyways, yes, to answer the question. I'm making this way more complicated. This person asked if I want to be a mom. Yeah, you guys, I don't talk about this a whole lot because it makes me cry usually, but I won't cry right now. I feel very comfortable. And having a microphone, I think, is like a barrier for me. But yeah, I really, really want to be a mom. And it's something that I've wanted my entire life. And I'm turning 29 on July 31st in 2 weeks and 2-ish weeks. And I have a lot of anxiety about turning 29, a ton of anxiety. I want children so bad, and obviously, you need a partner for that to happen. And I'm still single, and that's okay. I have faith, and I'm doing the work I need to do, and it'll happen when it's meant to happen. But I actually talked to my doctor this morning and was asking about freezing my eggs. It was a whole conversation around birth control and if I should go off it because I want to be fertile when, it's time to have kids. And so, anyways, I don't think I'm going to do the freezing my eggs route for a while. It's very, very expensive. But if I reach a point where I feel like I need to, it'd be something I would look into because being a mom is something that is so deep in me. It's something I want so, so bad in my life. And I have actually quite a bit of pain and fear and shame around being my age and not being there yet because as a little girl, I always thought I would be 26, 27, and have my kiddos. So, anyways, I know some of you can probably relate to that, and I know you can have kids, 35 and 40 these days, but it's just a mental thing with me. And again, I'm rambling because to answer your question, yes, I do want to be a mom. My favorite zodiac sign. So this is actually kind of funny because in episode 2, I really took a crap on Geminis, and I think I did that because I have a lot of defensiveness around it because I was very hurt by a Gemini. Obviously, my husband was a Gemini, and I've associated all Geminis with that same paintbrush, and that's wrong. And I'm going to stop it because I actually love Geminis. They're fun. They bring out good, fun qualities in me. I can let my hair down around Geminis, men and women, men Geminis. Geminis who are men are a little harder for me. They're a little wild, but it's really fun. It's actually a pretty good friendship match. So, yeah, my favorite sign is probably a Gemini, which I never thought I would say that. I generally like most signs. Sagittarians are a little harder for me to vibe with, but I think it's just because we're both very fiery, and that's natural. But I really like everyone. But Geminis would be my answer. Favorite or dream travel destination? I'm going to give this one a two-part answer. So, with a partner, and you guys probably can tell I'm a very romantic person. And what I mean by that is that my thoughts are very romanticized. The way that I look at the world is very romanticized. I have a lot of images in my head of how I want to experience certain things in my life. And a lot of them are unrealistic, but one romantic thought in my brain that I think is probably possible is with travel. So, going to Prague or Paris in the wintertime around Christmas when it's cold and snowy, and being there with someone that you love is a big travel must of mine. I really, really, really want to do that. My biggest life goal travel experience would be to trek to Everest Base Camp in Nepal. And it's very intense. I think I would have to take work off for a month or two. So I'd have to really pre-plan it out. But essentially, you fly into Kathmandu and then you take a very dangerous plane ride to Lukla. It's actually, I think, the most dangerous airport in the world to land in. The strip where you land is super, super short. And then you trek from Lukla, you trek for, I think, 7 to 10 days. You trek from, I could be wrong, like 8,000 feet up to 19,000 feet. So you have to do it very slowly so that your body can acclimatize to the elevation. And it can be very dangerous, but that's my biggest thing, is to get to Everest Base Camp. My dream was to have my dad do it with me, but I don't think that's going to happen. But that is my biggest, biggest life goal for myself, is to do that trek and to travel to Nepal. And mark my words, I will do it one day. I'm timestamping this right now. And then my last question is, what's my favorite sex position? So this is easy. My favorite sex position is the one where he treats you really well and he respects you and he honors your opinions and he doesn't put you down and he holds space for you to heal and he's a good person. That's my favorite sex position. See how I got around that one? But it's true. So you guys, that's all the questions I had. That was really nice. I appreciate everyone for sending those in. And hopefully you feel like you got a deeper glance into who I am and were able to connect. And I'm just so happy to be here. This was really, really fun. I've enjoyed this. Every time I get on the microphone, I feel like I'm actually talking to you guys. So, which in reality, I'm sitting in my room talking to myself. But you know what? It's 2020. Anything can happen. I can manifest and imagine whatever I want. So if you are still listening, I want to give you a big virtual hug. I hope you are well. Do something today or tonight or this morning, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Do something to take care of yourself today. Even if it's taking a minute to pause everything and breathe, or if it's taking a walk to the mailbox to listen to your favorite movie, or turning your phone off for 5 minutes. God, that turning off technology. Do something to give back to yourself, because these are really heavy, strange times. And by giving back to ourselves, we actually give back to the world. And giving kindness to ourselves, we give kindness to others. So keep that in mind, you guys. And as always, just know that the divine light within me sees and honors and loves and cherishes the beautiful, bright divine light that is within each and every one of you. I will see you on the next episode, which will be a really good one with my brother. If you have lots of tattoos, I want you to tune in and tell me what you think. So you guys have a beautiful evening, morning, day, wherever you are, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye.